Hello.
Hi, this is Kevin Sarmiento from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are really needed. This survey is speaking confidential, and I assure you that this is not a sales call. May I have your zip code? It's for us to understand better.
Understand what?
It's about political matters, ma'am.
Oh, political matters.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, I'll do the survey.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
11713.
Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered to vote.
And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a female. I'm a female.
And what is the year of your birth? Thank you. And are you Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin?
No, I'm white.
Oh, okay.
White. Sorry, I'm white.
And what is the highest level of education you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school.
This stop is college.
Your college?
Yes.
Some college. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not be able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
And as you might know, there will be election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will be voting.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
No, I'm actually an 8. I'm an 8.
8?
Yeah.
Okay, and how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in the community? Please rate the amount of power you feel. Sorry?
My vote's not going to do anything because New York State does what it wants anyway.
Okay, and how would you rate that emotion in a scale from 0 to 10 when 0 means that you feel that your vote has no power at all and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power?
Probably a 2. My vote, New York State is a blue state.
No,
and I am a registered Democrat, so
if
you're
going to
ask me that, but I do not plan on voting for the Democrat for president.
Oh, so you feel that... No, do you want to repeat the question?
No, it's a number 2. My answer is 2.
10?
2.
2.
2, okay. Thank you so much. And please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I might feel today about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, or somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Perfect, thank you. And regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, if it matters somewhat, and if it doesn't matter, or it doesn't matter that much, or it does not matter at all. The first one is elections for Congress, House of Representatives, or the state, or the Senate.
I'm sorry, I missed that whole question.
Could you repeat the question, please?
I hit
a
button by mistake and I missed the question.
Yes, of course, man. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or doesn't matter at all. The first one is elections for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
A lot.
Matters a lot? Okay. What about protecting abortion rights?
A lot.
What about protecting LGBTQ rights?
I'm good with protecting their rights a lot.
Okay. And the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
I am undecided.
Yes, but... No, but...
A lot,
okay. Thank you so much. We know people get busy when it's time to vote, but how likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate? Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will vote.
Want to vote and probably will.
Okay, perfect. What about protecting abortion rights?
Yes. Strongly.
Nothing will stop me then.
Yes.
What about protecting LGBTQ rights?
Somewhat.
Would you say then, if it is convenient, I will vote?
Yes, I still vote, yes.
Okay. And what about the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris? Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will vote.
I want to vote and I probably will.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote, or are you undecided?
Kennedy.
Okay. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, the third party, or independent candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Hello?
Undecided.
Hello?
Undecided. You put him on hold again, no?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, undecided.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?